I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The U.S. recently added several Asian countries to its human trafficking watch list. Pioneers missionary Ella Greer offers trafficked women jobs at a jewelry business in East Asia to pull them away from prostitution. But the slave mindset blinds them to the gospel.
The most often thing I hear when I share the gospel is, I could never face God. I'm too dirty and worthless.
She says pray
that they would actually have enough faith that when God calls their name, they can listen and believe that he could truly love them.
Elsewhere, Reed Buchanan of the Mission Society served as a missionary in Ghana for 6 years. Now he's back in the U.S. and he's brought community development ministry with him.
The international part of this is called community health evangelism, but the urban ministry that we use that's based on the same principles here in the U.S. is called neighborhood transformation. The hope, of course, is rooted in Jesus Christ. We certainly believe that the work of Christ can transform any community.
Using this model in 79 countries, you can involve your community at our website. And there are hundreds of HIV/AIDS projects in Africa. Some are successful, some are not. The Evangelical Alliance mission or team is taking a different approach in order to assist in lasting change. They want to see the local church take ownership in the outreach, responding with Christ-like holistic ministry to the HIV/AIDS crisis. A network is already forming between churches and non-governmental groups, and others continue to pray things move forward and pray God provides the funding. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, is supported by listeners like you. All during the month of July, Faith Comes By Hearing is making available a free copy of the Dramatized New Testament on CD. To get that and an interview with FCBH's President Morgan Jackson, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.